pray this morning and give us a word that will be encouragement for each and every one of us. And, you know, we've heard a lot of bad news this morning. There's bad news all around us. These that are sick and these that have had to say goodbye to their loved ones and the things that's happening in our world, in our country. It's just terrible, the things that's going on right now. But as they sang that last song, it's hard for us to just stand still and let God move. And I believe that that's sometimes our weakest point, is waiting for God to take and make the action that He wants in our lives and in our hearts. In the book of Joshua, the first chapter, I recall this morning as the Lord laid this upon our hearts, that the first time I ever preached at this church, probably August, September of 1994, we brought to you from this very passage of Scripture. A different thought today, though, and I want you to pray for us this morning. He says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will never fail thee nor forsake thee." And then listen at this verse. "Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Stop reading there with that sixth verse this morning. And this was a very dark time for the children of Israel. It was a dark time because for 40 years, Moses had been leading them. And the time had come that God took him high on a mountain. You Bible readers know the story. And even though he didn't get to go into Canaan's land, God allowed him to look over there and see that land that he had told the children of Israel about, the land that God had shared with him about where they was going. And I believe it was a great thrill for Moses as he stood up there on that mountaintop to look over and see that land that God had promised to him and to his fathers. But it was a dark time for the children of Israel. It was a very dark time. And especially we read about Joshua here. And the Lord, if I can put it in Roger's terms for our text this morning, "It is dark now, but be strong. It is dark now, but be strong." You see, in verse 1, God made the announcement, Moses is dead. The children of Israel, Ray, knew that he went up on the mountain, but he never came down. This was not the first time that God had taken him up on a mountain, and they probably had their suspicions. They probably had questions. Where was he, and why was he gone so long? But here's the announcement. Moses is dead. Isn't that something? God took him up there, and God buried him on that mountaintop. But now the bad news comes back to the children of Israel. This man that has led you for 40 years is dead. He's dead. He's gone. But God didn't stop there. he made a proclamation unto Joshua and for the children of Israel. Even though Moses is gone, listen to what he said in verse 2. Moses, thy servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And in verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And in verse 5, God made a big proclamation. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Amen. See, times change. The world has changed, but God has never changed. In this world, we go through some very dark times. But we also go through times that we can look back and reflect upon and say, wasn't God good? Look at all the good things that God did for us. He brought us out from Egypt's land. Not just brought us out, but when we left there, we brought some of the payment for our years of being in servitude while we was down there, slavery while we was there. I had someone to ask me this past week, where did they get the gold to make the calf? And I said, if you read the scriptures, when they left Egypt, the Egyptians were so glad to get rid of them, they gave them gold and silver and gave them a payment for all of their years being enslaved down there. So God said, I'm going to bring you out. Now Moses is dead, and Joshua, you're in charge. You're going to be my man that will lead these children of Israel as Moses did. Moses is dead, but now you take up that staff and that rod, and let's go forward. It's dark, but be strong in the Lord. Here he says that when we look at this, that God said, I will never fail thee nor forsake thee. When I heard the sister talking to Becky this morning about her husband, I had to say, thank you, Lord. For it was dark last Sunday morning. But even in the dark times, church, we have to be strong. Don't let our faith down. Don't let our trust in God down. But keep on keeping on for our Lord, because he is not done with his plan just yet. This world is dark right now. I see things happening, and you do too, that I look at it and say, God, no wonder, and I'm not going to get political this morning, no wonder they wanted Trump out, because darkness has taken over again in our land. It's taken over. But this morning I mentioned that to tell you it's dark right now, but be strong. God is still on the throne. He's still in control. And no matter what happens, God will get the last word in each and every situation. Not only did he make the announcement and the proclamation that he brought unto Joshua himself, but he also brought reassurance to him. How many of us need reassurance in this time in which we live in today? All of the bad news that's everywhere. The children of Israel, Moses is gone, and now for a time, they probably thought, we don't have a leader. But listen to what they did. They waited for God. God appointed the leader. Not man. God put Joshua in charge. And Joshua had seen all the many things that Moses and God had brought him through. This morning I've come to tell you, no matter what we're going through right now, this is not the end a better day is coming for everyone that knows Jesus Christ in a free pardon of sin. A better day is coming. It might be sad right now. It may be dark right now. But lift up our heads and be strong in the Lord, knowing that He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't. And you notice, if you go back and read the Bible and study, Moses gave excuse after excuse after excuse why he couldn't be the leader. I don't find one where Joshua, because you see, Joshua said, I see what you did with Moses. How many of you have ever seen somebody that God worked on and made them into the Christian that is an example for you and for I today? I thought about many of them this morning on the way to church. We've had children of God that no matter how dark it was, they was there to help us. I used to have one that sat right here. You talking about encouragement. She was encouragement. No matter how dark it was, she could lift you up. She would speak to you. I had two men that sat right there that when the Spirit of the Lord began to move, you could see it upon them and feel the presence when they started testifying about what God had done for them. Barb's mom that used to sit there about where she's at, and you talking about somebody that was dedicated and knew the Word of God, she could share it with you and get you, no matter how dark it was, she would have a scripture that would lift you up and help you through the day. And our shouters that used to sit right there, and Ron's mom right back over there. And it would lift you up and help you. That yes, we all have hard times and it gets dark in our life. But let's be like Joshua. Lord, I'll go in this stead. I don't feel, no doubt, Joshua felt like, I'm not Moses. I've not done the things that Moses did. But when God said, be strong as I was with him, I'll be with you. How many of you know today, God walks with you? You can walk through anything and come out victorious. He gave them the reassurance that they needed. We need reassurance today. He said in that sixth verse, be strong and of a good courage. In fact, I've got these highlighted in my Bible this morning that in the seventh verse, he said, only be strong and very courageous. And then he goes on to tell him again in the ninth verse, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. This morning, it may be dark, but be strong. How can I be strong when it's so dark? Because I know, and you know, that we've got the Lord Jesus Christ walking beside us regardless this morning. And I come to preach to you with all the bad news that we've got. Today, doctors seem like all they can do is bring bad news. But I've got a physician this morning that no matter how dark the bad news may be, he's able to speak a word and healing can come from heaven above. You say, that's false hope. No, today, there is no false hope in the Word of God. Only encouragement to be strong and don't give up on the Lord today. Don't give up on Him. And even today, as he went through all this and telling them to be strong, if there's ever a time that we need to be strong, it's today. We've been weak for too long. We've been down, you know, and having pity parties and at times even struggling to make it through day after day. But it's time that the redeemed of God stand up strong and say, yes, Lord, my heart is broken. Yes, Lord, I'm struggling with this. But if you say go, we're going to be like the prophet of old. Here am I, Lord, send me. Send me. It is devastating to see all the things that has happened in your life and in my life. God never promised us that we would never have problems. But he said, lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of this world. I need him to walk beside me. I need to feel the presence of God and him there to reassure me. I'll be there no matter how dark it is. How many of you walked through dark times that you knew God had to be there to encourage you and bring you through it this morning? Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad he's not just the God of the mountain, but he is the God in the valley below. He's not just there when everything is good, but he's there when our hearts are broken and in our life we don't know how much more we can take. God is there to lift us up and to reassure us. You're not walking by yourself. You've got me. You've got the church. Can I preach this morning? You've got a band of angels just encouraging you to go on and be courage, have good courage in the Lord. You say, Roger, you preach like God will take care of everything. There's never been anything in our life that God hasn't taken care of. There's been times that I thought about this week as we was with Brandon down there at the ball game. When my kids are growing up and your kids and even my grandkids today, no matter what they're participating in, when they're winning, I'm there encouraging them. And when they're losing, I'm there encouraging them. Oh, help me, Lord. Can you imagine God sitting on his throne in heaven above? At times when we're rejoicing, I believe Jesus at the right hand is sitting down and just encouraging us, say, walk on, keep on going with the Lord. And at times when we're struggling in darkness, you know what happened when Stephen was being stoned? The Bible says, look what I see in heaven. I see the Lord Jesus himself standing at the right hand of God. He's there to help us in the times when it's the darkest. Oh, hallelujah. God was using this message to Joshua to tell him, to reassure him. He said that to reassure him that I will be with you. He said unto the 7th verse, be strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do all according to all the law which Moses my servant command thee. Turn it not to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God, walking with God is a straight line. No time to sit down. And you say, but it's so dark. Well, doesn't the Bible say that Jesus is the light of the world? And he said, and I'll go away, and ye are the light of the world. I'm glad that there's been some light bearers shining in my life that I've made mention of some of these that we've had here in the church, and yet we're not even done. I thought Sister Leela this morning, and I don't bring these up to bring sadness, but you talking about somebody that was tenacious. She was strong-willed. She was a hard worker. And she never gave up. How many of us today, when you love somebody, you don't give up on them? Amen? Your child makes a mistake, you try to lead them back into the right path. You know, there's some people today saying when a child or when a person makes a mistake, you ought to just write them off. I'm glad God didn't write me off. And praise God, we are going to help one another. You're in darkness now. I might be in darkness tomorrow. You see, we heard about all that, all these things that's going on. My dad's got a cyst on his kidney. Don't know what the outcome's going to be. But one thing I do know, God that I serve is able to heal him if it be the Lord's will. And I'll go further, Sister Lee. If it is not God's will to heal him, I know I'll see him in a better land than this old world, where there is no more sickness, no more pain nor sorrow, no more times of grieving and darkness, but we're going to a land where the sun is always shining, the gates are always open, there's no sickness there, no pain nor sorrow, for the former things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. And won't it be wonderful there? Down here, it gets dark. But even in the darkness, the sun is still shining. Oh, let me close this morning. Even when it's dark, the sun is still shining. Sometimes we have to look for that little ray of sunshine. And when we see it, how many of you know that when the sun is shining, literally, the day is better for you? Well, in a spiritual sense, when I'm low in spirit, when my heart just can't find a reason to sing a song, and I can find just a little ray of sunshine, it cheers me up and says, yeah, it's dark over here, but let me walk in the light. Let me talk in the light. Let me rejoice in the light, knowing that God has let me know that he is still looking down. He knows all about us today. Joshua was taken over for a mighty man. A mighty man. And no doubt there was some that doubted whether Joshua was the leader that Moses was. But the first test came there at the River Jordan. And praise God, when they got there, God parted the waters back. Just as he did the mighty the sea, Red Sea. And the people saw, hey, our darkness just got lighter. This man has the same power with God as Moses did. And really, it wasn't his power. It was God's power demonstrated through Moses and demonstrated through Joshua. Church, we've got the power. Yes, many of those that I made mention before are gone. But you know what? If they would encourage us and say, be strong. Be strong in the Lord, because it will be worth it all after a while. After a while. This morning, I don't know your hearts. I don't know. It seems like, Brother Ray, all we do is get bad news after bad news after bad news. But I know this, and I'm trying to encourage you this morning. No matter how bad the news is, keep looking up. Keep praying and keep working, because God is able to turn that news around. He's able to change your and my situation. It grieves me, little 2-year-old with leukemia. That grieves me today. But I have record of miracles being performed when the church begins to pray. Tara's friend with that little girl went out west to have the surgery, and now she's recuperating. I thank God for that, don't you, in the house of the Lord? Your husband is going to, they was ready to bury, but now he's going to a facility to get treatment. I thank God for that, don't you, this morning? Oh, your son, I didn't mention your son, Sister Kathy. If I went around the house, every one of us is either standing in need of prayer, or we know somebody in our family or in our circle that needs to be encouraged and be strong. The strong will survive. We can't give up. Just as they couldn't give up. Today, If it was one of my children, my parents, my loved ones, my wife, I'd fight with all I have within me to protect and to help them. But even as hard as I would fight, I am limited on what I can do. But I know a man who has no limitations. Oh, hallelujah. He's able to go where man can't go. He's able to speak a word of healing, and the body has to respond. He's able this morning to go to that household where that lost soul was at today and to speak to them and let them know life is uncertain, death is certain, and I am the one that can give you life and give it to you more abundantly. We ought to be encouraged. We ought to be strong today, because even though everything appears like everything is crumbling around us, we are built upon a solid foundation in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And though the walls may shake, I am firmly founded upon His that rock. Be strong. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Because God is still God. Can anybody say amen this morning? I've lost my marker, but Rob and Sharon, get us a song. It's dark, but be strong. Be strong. We've all got those people in our life can I just put it like this? They was the stronghold in our life. Amen. They wasn't perfect, but they were strong. I didn't mention your daddy, Sister Charlene, or your mama. You know, these are people that made a change in my life. I didn't mention Debbie's mother. She didn't say a whole lot, but she was so faithful. Strong in the Lord. I didn't mention Brother Holcomb's wife. And, you know, I could go around and there's so many more. Is there not? So many more that we could make mention of. Oh, Brother Bill. Oh, yes. So many that were so strong in our eyes in the Lord. And I believe what they would tell us today, as Moses would tell us, it wasn't that I was so strong. It was He that lives in me that was so strong and made me what I am today. The world needs some strong people in it. And you say, but Roger, Mount Carmel is such a small church. Do it really matter if it's us? Look what Christ did with 12 men. And one of them was a devil. If you and I are strong, we can be there for somebody else. How many of you have ever needed somebody to lean on? And I look over this audience this morning, and I say this, that there's times I've leaned on every one of you. And you say, but Roger, I don't even remember the circumstance. It was a time when I needed to be lifted up, and you just say, we're praying for you. Or at times of great loss, you would say, I know what you're going through, and I pray God would help you. Or at times of uncertainty, and you would just, some of you just put your arms around me. Don't you miss being able to hug one another? But thank God, even though I may not be able to hug you, I can still feel your love this morning. And I hope you can feel one another's love today. But most of all, I feel the love of God encamped round about me. Can you feel Him this morning in the house of God? Some of you are afraid to say amen, that preacher might preach on. That's all right. I'd rather feel what I feel in my heart right now than I had to have anything. This afternoon, the world's all excited about a Super Bowl. Well, let me tell you, I've already got the best victory there is because I've got victory in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. That's just a game. It will not change my life. But Jesus changed my life today. And he could change yours. While we stand and sing a verse of a song, I'll try to hush. This altar's open. Do you need strength? Bring it to the Lord. Do you need help today? Bring it to the Lord. You need to be encouraged. Ask God for the help that you need. We need to be strong today. Stand upright and be strong in the Lord. Without Him, I can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. Let Him encourage you today. Let Him help you. Bless them today. Be strong. I don't know what God's going to do, but I know God is able, Brother Art, that no matter what you need, He's able to provide it today. If you'll just trust Him. Anybody else that would like to come and pray on this Sunday morning? Just follow your heart. Sing on, Robbie. God's still working. How about you? I mentioned those that's been strong for us. There are people that need you to be strong for them. They're looking for somebody they can count on. Will you be that person? Are you that person that others can lean on? Mercy. Yes. Sing this chorus this morning, church, with Rob and Sharon. Yes. Come on home this morning. Yes. Ye that are weary, come home. God bless your hearts this morning. It may be dark now, but be strong. Be strong. Amen and amen. I hope you've enjoyed being in the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning. And you know, when I was younger, I didn't think, Brother Ron, that there would come a day that others would look to me to be strong. I always had mom and dad. Always had those in the church that were the strong ones that set the example before me. Many of them's already gone. We are not just the strong people looking to us to be strong for today, but tomorrow. Who's going to be strong enough tomorrow to be that example for this generation that's coming up? I want to be strong. Not to be false or put on a pretense. Because I, like you, there are times I feel like I'm the weakest one amongst us. Do anybody else ever feel like that? I feel like I'm the weakest one. But then the Spirit of God comes up, and it's like, Lord, I'll be that one. You give me the words to say. You give me the message, and I'll go, and I'll preach what you give to me, or I'll be that example to a lost and dying world, that they might see there is a reality in knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. I don't know what I'd do without Him. I don't, but But I'm glad that I have him with me always. And he's with you today. Amen. And let me close with this final thought this morning. You are stronger than what you think you are. There are times that the devil comes against all of us. How many of you had to tell him no this week? And you know what? The more you tell him no, the stronger you become. He won't stop coming back at you. But by you telling him no and standing firm. I wish I could be with my grandkids like I am with the devil. Because Emerson, they'll ask for something and I'll say, okay. Even though first and second and third time I said no, they just keep on and keep on. Finally, I just say yes. But not with the devil. If we do that with the devil, buddy, he'll take us down the road. And we'll have a long way of recovery to get back to the Lord. I appreciate each and every one of you coming out on this Sunday morning. What a beautiful morning it is. It may be a little cold out there, but you know it's February. I'm going to encourage you real quick. Do you know March is just around the corner? Amen. Amen. If Cecil was here, I'd say, get the lawnmowers ready. Because I'd much rather cut grass than I had to shovel snow. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Sis, we're still praying for you. I know he's not out of the woods yet. But church, we're going to come into covenant and we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for Tara's dad. We're going to lift him up. We're going to be strong. We're going to pray and pray and pray. And I know her mama is probably a bag of nerves right now. Sack of nerves, just worried. And these girls. But one thing about it, I know that there's a church out there on the corner of 32 and Fayette Road. And there's some people there that know how to pray. And we will lift them up this morning. That little girl, will be praying for her as well. And for your daughter. How many else today, by uplift your hand, say, pray for mine. Yes. Yes. Amen. Boyd L's on my heart. Man, I love Boyd L. My little horse trader, I call him. I pray God will just speak to him. And folks, don't not ever give up on the Lord. As long as there's breath, there is hope. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon and this week. And be strong. Leave here strong. And stay strong. Don't get weak on me. Stay strong in the Lord. Amen. God bless you today. We love you with all of our hearts.